So my name is Preston, and I am 32 years old. Today is November 30th, 2019.
Did you want to find a place that's a little quieter? Or do you want to play that back and see how it comes out?
It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Okay.
So my name is Preston. I'm 32 years old. Today is November 30th, 2018. And I am talking to Terrence.
Hello.
Who is my boss right now. Helper?
Sort of.
Okay.
More helper.
We are in Xinjiang, China, in the Henan province. So, Terrence, I'm going to ask you a few questions about yourself and also about where you live and where you work. So before I start asking you questions, can you describe where we are right now?
Right now, we are in the lobby of Peter Hall. It's called The Bridge. It's a really nice place where it's kind of the hub of social activity. If you want to find a neutral place to meet someone, this is the place you go. And in The Bridge, we have in this lobby, we have the front desk where you can go ask questions. You can sign out in meeting room, which is a nice, quiet place to meet. And you could also address any issues with your apartment, with housing. You can pick up stuff in your mailbox. And then we have a seating area in front of the actual bridge, which is a restaurant. And the restaurant has cheesecake, all sorts of goodies. Really good. They have pizza.
Cheesecake.
They have pizza and hamburgers, which are hard to find in China.
Yeah.
And although it's a little pricey, it is like steps away from your apartment. And they deliver to your room. And there are also a couple of great options. You can sign up and get discounts.
It's great. Amazing. Okay, so the first question, okay, now, before I start asking you,
okay,
they are questions about you, and then I will try to relate them to, like I said earlier.
Okay.
So what advice would you give your teenage self?
It's just kind of like a question you just sprung on me. Like, I had no preparation. Like,
I'm not,
goodness. Like, oh, so I could think about... I mean, there's so many ages. Teenage.
Okay.
Can you narrow it down to an age? Like a 15-year-old self?
We'll go 17-year-old.
17-year-old.
About to finish high school.
About to finish high school. Well, 17, I was in college when I was 17. But
well, 16.
Well, 16.
You genius.
Okay, 16. Well, 16, I would say, I'll tell myself that getting a driver's license is not that big of a deal. And to chill out about that. And I would probably tell myself to think more about how my life doesn't need to go the way I want it to go, I guess.
When you were 16, was it your dream to come to China?
It may have been part of it, actually. I kind of wanted to go to China when I was 16, but...
Did you want to go to China, or did you want to travel?
Specifically China. I didn't really have travel in mind.
Cool.
So.
Why China?
I had a history teacher that talked about China and its history, and I absolutely loved it.
Okay.
And so, yeah.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories since you've lived in China?
Happiest memories since I lived in China? There are so many. There are so many happy memories. I would say one of the first ones was I went to this restaurant called Water Under the Bridge and had food with some very good friends. It was my wife and I. And
that was for your birthday.
Oh, wait, no, not... That was actually... My birthday was the second time.
Oh, okay, so you're talking about the first time.
The first time I went to Water Under the Bridge. Did not know what to expect. And it was actually a American-Chinese kind of restaurant. Because the food in China is different than what you typically get at a Chinese restaurant in America. And this is the first time I was in China. I got Chinese food that tasted somewhat like Chinese food in America.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a lot of it. And we just had some fun laughs. And it was great.
Awesome. Okay, cool. I've learned that living in China... I try not to look for American food because I don't know how to cook it right. But when I find Chinese food, oh my gosh, I don't think I've had anything that I didn't like. Have you had anything that you have not liked? Chinese food?
I've had
in
hot pot. I'm not a fan of hot pot, and I've been told I haven't had real hot pot. Like, I guess you could say that I was eating the frozen pizza of hot pot.
Oh my gosh.
So it was, you know, it was just like packaged ramen that the restaurant had opened and given to us. Kind of, so I didn't like that. And then, yeah, I think that was probably the biggest thing. Oh, I don't like their hot dogs. Chinese have
hot
dogs. Yeah. Not
I don't.
Fan.
I just stay away from all processed food
in
China. Okay, next question. 3 out of 4. How would you like to be remembered when you leave China? That's a bad question. Let me rephrase it.
Okay.
When you leave China, and I don't know when that's going to be, what do you want to have had accomplished?
When I leave China, I guess leaving aside remembering, just thinking about accomplishments, I want to be developed in my personality, developed as in my character, to be more versatile in the situations that I can be in. I feel like China's a great place to throw you into some crazy situation, and you find a way to thrive, not because of external circumstances, because of internal ones. And I think that is a great quality to have. I guess that's what I'm looking for here, to some extent.
Okay. Can you simplify that?
Simplify that. Okay, so I feel like in America we can get very comfortable, or in our home country, wherever that
is. Oh, so you want to kind of get and be able to expand your comfort zone?
I want to be comfortable because of the person that I am, and not because of where I am.
I see. Okay. And final question. Do you have any regrets before coming to China?
Regrets?
Or since you've been in China? Yeah, let's ask that question instead. Look at Greg carrying his new baby. I thought he was carrying it like a doll. Like, it looks like a doll, but no, that is a real-life human he has on his arm. All right, any regrets since you've been living in China, or maybe in the preparation of coming to China?
I wish I had invited my students over to spend time with me earlier, but not... I kept thinking I had to invite like an entire class for all of my 270 students. But I realized that I can invite one student at a time. And I think that really changed the way I look at things. I was like, I can invite one student over. It's a lot less overwhelming. And I guess if I had a regret, I would say I wish I had thought about that earlier and just invited one or two students over.
Okay.
Spend time.
Have they met Elizabeth?
Yes.
Cool. All right. Well, I think that's all the questions. Do you have any questions for me since we've been here a lot longer than we should have?
I would say, like, you're going to be the live ambassador, the face of Peter Hall in video, and showing the world what Peter Hall is about. What is your goal in that?
My goal is to highlight the teachers who are already here. Not even the teachers, but some of the people that are already here.
Okay.
For example, I think if we can get a better look at an individual, for example, you in this interview right now, and people can listen through that interview, a lot of people will relate deeply to wanting to come here. It kind of sets up the philosophy that y'all told us about the other day, make the teacher the hero. And so rather than going around and looking at buildings, I would rather sit in a room with a person and talk about what they want to talk about and talk about them.
Cool.
And
great.
I think for me, if I thought of my own background, I was an adjunct instructor for 10 years and I really didn't go anywhere. Now I live in China. I'm a full-time instructor and I'm getting paid about the same amount of money, but I'm actually bringing home more because I don't have to worry about rent and utilities.
Mm.
I simply think a lot of people in America can relate to that. I think there's a lot of adjunct instructors who want to get a better job and want to move somewhere, but they can't because they're strapped
for
cash. So I think that's my angle. All right, and
that is about it.